Blog Talk Radio.
My soul get happy. That's what it does.
morning to you on this Friday morning, and I know that many of you, you can get joy when you think about what God done for you. You know what? I'm just so excited. I know you probably hear that all the time. Listen, I'm always excited when it comes down to the Word of God and just come down to communing and getting into the place with God, because I know that that is the very most important time that you could put for your day, for your week, or anything that you possible have going on. Just giving God that 1 hour, 2 hours, regardless if you got to spend it with another brother, another sister, or amongst a family, it doesn't matter. You just give it to him. Amen. Amen. And I just think give honor to Christ, who's the head of our life. Listen, I give honor to my first lady, my wife, and then get honor to ADM. I thank God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing. It is a blessing also with our families and friends all over the world. My God Almighty, that taking the gospel, impacting nations, impacting countries. My hats go off to you. You keep impacting. You keep doing what thus says God. You keep expanding your capacity for you to receive more. God, pour out into you more, my God, for you can begin, continue to impact the body of Christ with more new philosophy, amen, to make for they could begin to execute properly, amen. And I thank God for Norway and United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, France. We thank God for you all. We thank God. And this broadcast will not be successful in international grounds if it wasn't for you all. So I just want to give you thanks. Amen. I want to thank you all for spreading the gospel right here in our very own town, United States of America. We thank God for our families and friends and also our supporters. My God, California, Nevada, Denver, we thank God for you. Massachusetts, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New York. We thank God for you as well. My God, Missouri, we thank God. Tennessee, Canada, we see you. We thank God for you. Texas, Florida, we thank God for you as well. Delaware, we thank God. And we just thank God for all our families and friends that tune in and just make it this a part of your home. I said this once before, I want to say it again. It's over 250 downloads of our segment that is happening a week. I just want to let you know that it's just scratching the surface. Amen. You need to go ahead and send me something or whatever, so we can put together something and send it to you. Amen. That way you can get the full depthness of it. And I just want to give you something that's really going to bless your soul, keep taking you up into another place with God. Amen. It is awesome. And I'm telling you right now, I'm ready. And I know that many of you could say you're ready. So you might as well just tell the Lord, just ignite your fire. Because I am ready, and that's what, this fire is never going to go out again, because we understand that, my God Almighty, many a times we don't allow it to go out, many a times we don't allow it to get put out, but guess what, we ain't going to allow it to get put out, it ain't going to go out, we're going to stay ignited, we're going to stay with the Lord, we're going to keep on pushing, amen. Amen. I know it's Friday. Many of you say, "Ooh, thank God it's Friday. We get close to that weekend." Baby, I know you keep working. You keep pushing. It's a sacrifice. If you want to attain a livelihood and also attain things with God, you're going to have to keep pushing. I'm about ready to dive into this, get right on into this. But before we go, we're going to bring our very own Mother Jackson to go ahead and start preparing the way. Go ahead and cultivate us with prayer. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you on this Friday morning. Father God, in the name of you, first I come to you giving you the honor and the head of my life. I give you honor to Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Apostle and First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to everyone at ADM Ministry this morning, God. We come to your throne once more, God, a throne of just thanksgiving, God, not coming to ask for anything, but just thanking you for all things, God. We thank you for breathing down on us this morning, God. Just another opportunity in life, God. Just to say thank you, God. Another opportunity, God. Say yes, you will this morning, God. We thank you how you have shielded us and protected us, God. all through leading up to this front, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, for this beginning to shake us this morning, God, to let us realize we can't do nothing without you. Nothing, God, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us this morning. So we say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise to you, God. You're worthy to be praised. You're honorable, say God. We just thank you this morning, God. Honorable, say God. Knowing without you, God, we can't even move, can't even breathe. God, can't do nothing, God. Oh, but when we think of the goodness of you, how good you've been to us, God, and even in our mess, God, we say thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for being that renewed mind regulator for us this morning, God. That heart fixer, God, to continue to keep our heart shield. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, as we walk through our house, God. Oh, Lord, everything is the same, God. Somebody woke up this morning, the house was messed up. Doors were kicked in, God, but we thank you. Thank you this morning for your safety, God. Oh, Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out this morning to you, God, with a victory cry. Hallelujah this morning, oh, Moshe, God. We thank you for freedom this morning, oh, God. Realize we are not bound anymore, God. Oh, we thank you for freedom, God. We thank you for opening our eyes, oh, Moshe, God, so we can see what you see. We thank you for opening our ears, God, that we can hear what you hear in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, with our shoulders well back, hallelujah, this morning. Hallelujah, shake God, and head up, God. Thank you for making us strong towers in you, God. It's nothing, hallelujah, shake God, but we come boasting in you, God. Not in ourselves, but we boast in you, God. Oh, thank you, God, for being a great God that you are, God. Thank you, Lord, for being the loving and kind God that you is. The mercy, God, hallelujah, shake God, this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up every minister that it is this morning, God. We continually pray, God. Keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. These are perilous days, God. We need the truth, God. The truth that's running from the lips of clay, from these men of God and women of God. God, we thank you this morning, God. So, God, I pray, God, this morning, continue to open our spirit. Let our spirit be sensitive to you, God. When the Lord holds out information, God, let us go leak it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. Let us continue to run on like never before, God. And as we run on, the Lord, God, let us begin to cry out to the nation, God. Oh, time is here. The time is here. Hold up, oh, God. Rosanna, Hosanna, oh, oh, God. Just think about Jesus coming in the time. Whatever you need, just reach out. God, get it, oh, shake. If you need to be saved, salvation is there. You need to be delivered. Deliverance is there. Hide, oh, shake, God. Oh, whatever you need, God, just get it. All you got to do is just open your mouth up and just call on the name of Jesus. Hold up, oh, God. Oh, can you see him just coming in the town? Edible shake God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you this morning. Tell him, I thank you this morning for my healing, God. Oh, God, because you said I was already here by your stripes. Tell him, I'm here, God. Oh, shake. I just want to touch the hem of your garment this morning, God. And whatever the situation is, God, I know it's already done in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, God, for dying upon the cross for us, God. Edible shake, God. You realize, God, you didn't have to do it, but this was your destiny, Honorable Shake, God. Just like each and one of us have a destiny, Honorable Shake, God. Let us continue to stay, God, not get weary and way up to it. Oh, God, we thank you for stretching us the most, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the fire, Honorable Shake, God. Oh, continue to burn, Honorable Shake. Burn fire. It almost sending them hot, baby. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we continue to lift up our babies, God, to the youngest, to the oldest, God. We pray this morning, God. Continue to almost chasing your angels before, God, almost shake, God, that they can get to the schoolhouse safely, almost shake. And when they get into the schoolhouse, God, continue to get almost shake, save them, God. Continue to keep them saved. And when they get coming back, God, continue to see your angels walk back with them, God. Hey, glory be to God. We thank you, Lord. They say in the classroom, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that they get out of this natural, normal kind of normal shape. Natural, pit of Oshakai, that they can be teachable, huh, and learn of Oshakai. Oh, God, and bring them up, God, of Oshakai, in the way that you have them, God. Oh, we thank you, God, for saving them at a young age, God. Filling them with your Holy Ghost, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. We realize, God, yes, you are raising up a nation, they won't bow down, they won't bow down to nothing but the truth, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, hallelujah, they come, God. We lift up our family members this morning, God. The one that's unsaved, we pray, God, that you continue to draw them near to you, God. Let us continue to show them love and kindness. Oh, God, that's what draws us equal one day, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, if we could tell the truth this morning, a lot of us didn't even know what love was, of compassion or nothing, God. But it was you, God, oh, God, with the love and kindness in you, God. You draw us to you, God, oh, God. So we say thank you this morning. Thank you for the Lord, hey. We thank you for touching us for the Lord Sunday, hey. Oh, hallelujah, this somebody ought to begin to walk their house this morning. Begin to shake yourself and say, I never realized I don't have to live this way. I realize there's a better way in life. Oh, the most son of the boy. Somebody ought to tell God this morning, I'm so tired of going around the same situation over and over again. But today, I'm breaking out of this situation, oh my God. I know I don't have to live like this. It's a better way out of the boy tonight. Oh, God, let me stay like never before. God, do whatever you got to do today. I know the heart. Oh, God, help me today. I need some doors to open. I need some doors to be opening, and only for you, God. But yet and still, God, tell the Lord, you need some doors shut that can't never be opened no more, God. Oh, in the mighty name of God, I speak today, arise, O Lord, shut down. Arise out of your situation, O Lord. Come forth, O by my name. In the name of Jesus this morning. Oh, God, I thank you this morning, O Lord, shut down. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for breaking chains this morning. Oh, boy, send out the most. Hey, yes, Lord, I see the chains breaking. I don't know about sending the hot. I see minds being changed, God. Never about sending the hot, no, about God. Salvation in the most, and I see people getting saved with the Holy Ghost out of my hand, never about shaking. Just like on the day of Pentecost, I see them, I know the most, God, just praising you, God, speaking in unknown tongues, God. I see these things, no, the most, God. Oh, I don't know about nobody. Yes, it's more, but you ought to just begin to dance in the spirit, thanking God for the most, what he's doing in these last days. Hey, glory to God this morning, God. I thank you, God, for the most, God. Oh, God, we lift up our companion this morning, God. We thank you for the great, you know, my son of the heart, what you're doing on the inside of him, God. We thank you for the victory for him, God. See them healed, oh, but send them hot. Oh, walking strong and mightily for you, God. They don't but send them hot. Ain't even looking bad, but declaring the works of the Lord, God. I see these kind of little hot. I wish you could see what I see. I don't want to say they had. Oh, what a mighty God we serve, God. In the name of Jesus, God, oh God, we thank you today, God. I break the spirit of our son of the heart, a light this morning. No more light in our life, God, oh, son of the heart. Shall we have no light, God? We have no light. But more of Jesus, the more of Jesus you get, God, the more that I know the most you will have in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God, that somebody no more comes to the most, God. Oh, don't look back. Don't throw the towel in. Just begin to just cry out to Jesus. I tell you the truth in the morning about Sunday. Somebody to double shake. I need to separate this step from the world. In the name of Jesus, somebody become the double heart. Need to close their ear to God of us. Open your ears for God. Then God of us, let him speak out of us. Shut the heart. Open the door to you, say, God. Tell him, just open me up. Open me up, Lord. Here I am. I stretch my hands to thee. Tell him, no other help I know how. I went to my neighbor's house, there's no help. I went to my buddy's house, there's no help. I went to my associate's house, the most shunned of the world. So if you tried everything, it's time to try Jesus. It's sad that we have to try him at the last resort. Oh, but that's all right. Come on in, the most shunned. When he knock on your door, I know the most shunned. When he knock, Somebody under the heart, open the door and let me in. Don't turn that deaf ear. Oh, God, I pray today, God, that you begin to shake all of us, God. Shake us like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us realize, God, you're God all by yourself, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God, if we have any doubts in our heart or my chest, in your mind, God, I plead the blood this morning, God, on my son, God. I dismiss it in the authority of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, God, let us continue to walk in faith, not by sight. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. But let me do how to walk under this morning. I can't handle no more how you, God. Oh, God, I got to give you all that I have. I got to trust in you, God, when things are falling down, God. I got to trust in you, God, the knowing that you are going to come in for me in the mighty name of Jesus. I know some of y'all out there, too, that have doubts sometimes, but let me tell you, God, when you experience for yourself, you'll say, God, you've been telling me all these times that I'm there for you. I'll make a way out of no way for you. Oh, but when your spirit, he say, there's no more doubt. You can tell somebody else, baby, look at him. It almost sounded like your situation might look messy right now. Oh, if you continue to trust in Jesus, stand on that solid rock. Watch him come in for you. In the name of Jesus, I don't know about any God. You don't have to look for what nobody else has. Oh, whatever he almost had, he'll do the same for you. I want to tell somebody this morning, oh, just keep your eyes focused on Jesus. How about Senator? No matter what things say, people say, oh, just begin to keep your eyes on Jesus. How about Senator? One thing you got to know, that you know who you are in Jesus. He got about Senator. How about Shaker? Yes, Lord, you got to know how about Shaker. So I ask that to know the unseekable God. Oh, I ask that about Shaker. Jesus God, let about Shaker your people rise up like never before, God. Strong and mighty in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And when they begin to open their mouthpiece, I will say they have, oh, that my secret of my son now. Yes, Lord, I know that my secret of my son shall come forth like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, move us to a side this morning, God. And come in and have your way, God. Somebody been sitting on the side for years and years of the most shit, God. Just trust him and believe you. Hide over my son and over God. I speak it is your day today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, go to my son out of high. Thought you stood and waiting for the salvation of the Lord. People have passed by and said you would, but it wouldn't happen. Oh, but today you see it is high. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you continue to look hard over shit, God. All over the state, the world. Hey, glory to God. Never over shit, God. Just lift your hands this morning. Lift your hands this morning. Say, God, I thank you, God, because you are making a way. I thank you, God, because you're the one that's keeping me out, not me, myself. I thank you, God, for the roof of my head. It might not be much, God, but you gave it to me, God. I know this is just a small beginning, God. I know it's a big beginning on the way, God. Matter of fact, it's here right now. Hey, glory to God. It's here right now, I speak. My mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God. I have not complained, God. I remember the time, that I didn't have nothing to put on my table, God. But oh, I see you are the maker. You are the provider for me, God. And not provider that I can give to other the Robo Shake God without missing. Oh, and bless the Almighty, the Robo Shake God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. I lift up the homeless this morning once ago, God. Don't let me never forget the homeless of the most shutting out of our house, because I once went out of the most shaking. I pray, God, to the strength of them like mighty to God. Oh, I pray, God, that you give them a mind change to let them know that was just a temporary situation. Oh, the most shaking, not a permanent situation. So it's time to come out. Come out of the most shaking. Let them think about bigger and better things. Let them think about how the most shaking, that they don't have to be in the situation that they in. They go by sending her, because God will bring you out. He'll bring you out. God, I pray this morning, God, that you touch every internet, telephone, God, laptop, God. Let people know all over the world that you're here for. Ain't nobody sending her, God. Let them begin to
pull the crutches out from up on their arm, God. Instead of leaning on people's and things, God, let them lean on you like never before, God. Let them cry out to you, God. You're the best friend that anybody can have. You can call him in and die in and day without an emotional business sickness. He's always there to talk with you and to listen to me, God, my son. Oh, I pray, God, that your people take your instruction, God. It almost shake, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, it almost shake, God, that they don't think about what they're going to do. God. Oh, God, it almost shake, God. I can say when you think about what you're going to do, you're making a big mistake. Oh, but when you think about Sunday, what Jesus wants you to do, and let him lead you, God, about Sunday. You're going in the right direction, I know it's for a fact, God, that nobody told me I spirit they kind of both for myself, God. So that's when I say that my life is in Christ's hand. I'm going to know how to let him old kind of lead and guide me the way he will have me to go. Not what man said I do, and what not man said what direction, but it's all about Jesus today. Oh God, it's not none about us, God. It's all about Jesus today, God. I pray, God, that you're popping somebody's ears open now that they can get a shake. If they don't get nothing else, let them hear the name of Jesus this morning. The name of Jesus, God, that will break every stronghold. Yes, Lord, send that high. Every heart of hardness, God. It will shake, God. Yes, God, to do it. If you think you're so puffed up a big out of my son, you can't buck against Jesus. Oh, he's the one that's going to raise your turn, you out. If you begin to pray and walk your flow, he's the one going to keep a roof over your head. In the name of Jesus, I pray this morning, God, I speak it to every generation. Curse that about Sunday. Oh, loosen about Sunday. Loosen the name of Jesus. No more generation curse. No more shall I walk like my mother. No more shall I walk like my father. Oh, God, but I walk like you, God. Oh, shake, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, continue to give me the information, God. Continue to use me for your glory, God. I'm here, Lord, God. Wherever and however, God, to be, I'm so the most sick, God. Use me in the honorable kingdom of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I'm most sick, God. I pray this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, for the whole nation, God, let your perfect will be done in our lives, God. Let them terrible shit, God, begin to think about the things that are doing in end, God, and let them say to us, God, enough is enough over us, and that these things I ask this morning, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Hallelujah, God. Have your way.
Hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah. Somebody just go ahead and give God a praise this morning and magnify his holy name because he is worthy to be praised. And I know that many of you right now, you're feeling the blessings of the Lord that's hovering around you, and God is ready to move in. Just go ahead and give him a praise, welcoming your home, welcoming your life, welcoming your atmosphere. Go ahead and welcome the Lord in. Amen. I give glory unto the Lord. We just bless his holy name because his mercy endure forever and ever. And I'm telling you right now, I am so excited what he is doing. Hey, I am so excited for what God is doing and where he's bringing us and where he's taking us. Amen. Listen, I got a $100 question. I got a $100 financial blessing that I want to bless somebody this morning. If you could tell me the way of the kingdom, the way of the kingdom, if you could break it down. I gave all this week, I was given six points pertaining to the way of the kingdom. If you're on the line right now, I want you to press 1. If not, if you're on the conference line, my God, we're going to unmute your phone line for a second. And if you could tell me the way of the kingdom, I gave out 6 points all week. We gave 6 points. I've got a $100 financial blessing with your name on it. Amen. If you got press 1, you can press 1. Those that listen to us by way of internet. Amen. You could just go ahead and jump on and call in the phone line number and just go ahead and press 1. Amen. Amen. So if anybody, you could go ahead, if you're on the phone on the conference line, go ahead and jump in. Just say, hey, Pastor, I got it. I could break it down. Amen. 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 6 points, 6 points, 6 points have been given. Amen. So looks like no one this morning, amen, be able to break that down. Amen. Amen. That's why I'm going to keep coming at you all like this, because we got to break the system how we perceive information. We got to be more individual of students. Why? Because there's going to be some valuable information that's going to pass you by. And you're going to be asking God, can you do this? Can you do that? And God's going to be looking at you like, I already have. I gave you the answer. I gave you that. But because of we still operating on the same system that we don't came up through religion and tradition, we will miss blessing. And this is how easy. This is so easy how we miss so many blessings that comes into our life, because we'll be around it, but we really don't take it in. We try to take it in. But repetition, that's how it's going to come. That's why the Bible says, study to show ourself approved. I'm going to give these 6 points again. The kingdom of heaven is a way of life. It's a way of life, a mindset, a paradigm, a perspective, a perception, a set of principles to live by, a quality of life. Amen. A quality of life. I got a $25 financial blessing, and somebody could press 1, or somebody could come in and give me the word, give me the meaning of the word diabolical. I'm not talking about you looking it up this morning real quick through your gadgets, but you already know it. You can hit 1 and you can really come on and give me the word diabolical. Amen. If you're on the conference line, you could go ahead and jump on in. If you understand it, amen, and I want to sow this financial blessing in your life, diabolical. If you got it, go ahead and press 1, amen. If you already know it, go ahead and press 1, amen, amen. Diabolical, amen, amen. Well, I'm going to move on. The word diabolical, remember, that's another word pertaining to Satan. That's a demonic word, demonic influence. It's dealing with demonic, amen, conversations, different things that is really not of God. It's really, you're really in a operation of diabolical. Your actions, your ways, amen, it's evil. It's not something that is very pretty. It's something that is very good. It's something that is very evil. It's something that is not of God, amen. Diabolical. So let's remember that. That way you can begin to put this word, learn this word, put it in when you begin to pray. And you got to understand your prayer, different things got to change. My God, the enemy, he's a very intelligent being. And you keep coming the same way. That's how many of you keep getting attacked. He's been successful. Keep knocking you down. You keep going around the same place. Amen. So we're going to have to change different things. We've got to change different things in our intellect. Amen. For God could keep taking us up higher. So the way of kingdom, the way of the kingdom, it's a way of life, way of mindset, paradigm, a perception, a set of principles to live by, a quality of life. And once again, that is scratching the surface, because I really want to break down each one, and hopefully I have enough time to do that. And once we begin to operate in the way of kingdom, we operate in and we have benefits. What are our benefits? If somebody could break down at least 5 of them, give me 5 of them. I got a financial blessing with your name on it. Give me 5 of your benefits in the kingdom. Amen. And all you have to do is press 1. You press 1, God can bring you right on in. If those that is on the conference line, all you have to do is jump right in. Give me 5 of kingdom benefits. 5 of kingdom benefits. Amen. Amen. 5 kingdom benefits. Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen. God bless. Okay. Well, the kingdom benefits, once again, these are the kingdom benefits. These are due to you. These are, you know, all you have to do is operate in them. Once you get into the kingdom, all you have to do operate in them. And what we established yesterday, we established you got to go to work. Amen. You got to go to work. And one of the kingdom benefits is healing, divine healing, deliverance, prosperity, success, honor, greatness, empowerment, direction, destiny, and also favor. And also favor. And each one of them, you have to go to work. Amen. Can I get an amen this morning? Amen. I got another word I want to give you all. I want to give you all this, and I went through this part for a reason, because I'm going to go and attack another part and attack another area where we could begin to keep coming up. This word is called amygdala, amygdala, amygdala. That's A-M-Y-G-D-A-L-A, tala. And this word is really... this word is describes a part in your brain. It's about a quarter of a size, about a quarter of a size or nickel size, that is in your brain. And it deals with the emotions. It deals with the information that comes in, and it deals with emotion. And it definitely deals with fear. It deals also with fear, high level of fear. And also it deals with your emotion. So the good emotions, the negative emotions, amygdala, this is the part of the brain. If you deal with a neurosurgeon, this is where they'll begin to describe that part of the brain that deals with your emotions, that also deals with fear, especially fear, you know, and different things, the emotion, the information that comes in, amygdala. And that's the part that deals with it. Now, this is the area where the enemy really fights saints of God and really fight you with fear. And this is why we'll begin to go into our shell. We don't want to come out. We don't want to go and say nothing because we don't want to be in the error. So we have a fear. We'll begin to have a fear, and that's pertaining to amygdala. That is pertaining to that part of the brain where the enemy done, my God, begin to touch that part of the area. And that area there, it brings on fear. That's why we'll begin to have fear of getting up and speaking, even though the Bible almost says, God says, I have not given you I have not given you the power of fear. He have not given us fear. You know, the Lord is my strength and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? But we still walk into fear. We still go into fear. And that's dealing with that part in your brain waves. Why, my God, it's a small quarter size. So I want you to really look that up. It's A-M-Y-G-D-A-L-A, amygdala. Amen. And that's the area that where the enemy triggers certain emotions. And he begins to release information to your mind. And you begin to have mind battles. You have mind battles, your perception, different things be off, emotions be all over the place, and it be that part there. That's the piece that we need to pray for. That's the area that we need to cover. That's the area that we need to put the blood of Jesus on. That's the area we got to block out the enemy for coming in and touching, and we got to come in to build up. Amen. That's the area. And I declare and I decree it this morning, my God Almighty, that God cover us. He cover and we plead the blood around our amygdala that is part of our brain that is sits in the middle of it. In the name of Jesus, that we shall not from this day forth inherit anything that is not of God in that part that is processing fear, processing the wrong negative emotions that is not of God. We come against it. We rule it out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I want everyone to, by God, begin just said amygdala. Amen. That's the part of your brain. Remember, part of your brain triggers fear, emotion. That's the area where the enemy really attacks the saints of God. He really attacks individuals that God give vision to and they scared to step out on. That's the part that is really start flashing all kinds of stuff. What if you fail? You're going to fail. You're going to do this. This is not going to happen. Don't go out there. Don't say this. Don't do that. That's the part that really fear is being getting triggered to. Amen. It's being triggered in. And that's the area that where we keep constantly having fear. We keep constantly walking into fear. We keep constantly trying to figure out how it's going to happen. People finna evict me. I have a fear that I'm finna be out on my own. I'm having fear. Amen. Of this here. The enemy is tapping. The enemy is attacking. The part of your brain is called amygdala. Amygdala. Amen. So remember that. Amen.
You better study it, because that's going to be another financial $100 blessing for somebody. And I want someone, my God, that you begin to hit these areas, because at the end of the day, Emos Hosea, we established this, that God says, my people are in the school for what? A lack of knowledge. You have knowledge, but it's a lack thereof. So we have to increase in different things and really come into an area to where we begin to take on more information. We understand that we got 2 plus 2. You got that right. Amen. But you can perceive more information. It doesn't matter what level or education that you have in the natural. One thing about God, God is a downloader. He is a downloader. He could hook up to you and download you information, and it ain't about where your education that you got in the natural. God will hook you up and put some information into you as you continue to grow. But you're going to have to be hunger after him. You have to pull on the Spirit of the Lord. You have to want it. I'm telling you right now. And when you begin to want it, God's going to continue to pour inside of you. He's going to continue to, my God, to give you things that you need. I got a question this morning. Do you really want it? Do you really want what God has for you? Do you really want it to go into a place to where every time you execute, my God, you execute with profound precision, you execute with perfection? Amen. Do you really want it? I don't know about you, but I want to begin to pray, and I begin to pray and see some things happening, see things manifest, because I am in a realm with God. Not even must the enemy could come and try to articulate his strategy and his plans. Amen. Do you really want him? Amen. Amen. So I want to say this again. I want to say this again. For those just coming in, you don't miss a $100 blessing, and also you don't miss a $20 blessing, financial blessing. You got to make sure you're here, because you never know when God is going to begin to release us to bring a forth a blessing. My God, I want to say this again. Amen. Remember this word, amygdala. Amygdala. Amen. And that word is A-M-Y-G-D-A-L-A. Once again, that is a part of your brain. It's about a quarter size, nickel size, quarter size that is in your brain, and it triggers your emotions. It processes information, it triggers your emotion, and also it deals with fear. It deals with fear. So when the enemy begins to give you mind battles, he's really attacking, especially you begin to have fear and you begin to have negative emotion. He's attacking your amygdala. He is attacking that part of the brain that triggers that type of response and give you that response. Amen. That's the part that he's attacking. And once we understand that he's attacking in that area, now you could begin to block that area. Because he be so successful in that area, we never look in part of to begin to process the human body. You got to understand something. Please understand this. You have to understand the human body. You have to understand the body that God gave you life in. When you begin to understand how the body register information, begin to operate in information, you could begin to stop the enemy before the enemy he must try to come and attack you. Once you understand how the body processes sleep, slumberness, you hear me? The enemy try to bring attack into your area, you already stopping it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that's the thing that will pull you away from just playing church and just playing religion and just having quotation. It's one thing that we understand what the word doing, but it's another thing when you understand what you are doing, when you are executing. Amen. So remember this. Amen. Amygdala. Remember that. Amygdala. Amen. That's the part of the brain that you got to cover, and you got to begin to cover it with the blood of Jesus. That's the part that brings fear. Amen. The enemy wants you to live in fear. He don't want the saints of God to live by faith, because faith is what pleases God, and the enemy don't want you to please God. So he constantly attacks. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. He constantly attacking that area. Why? Because we don't know. All we know, we have in the spirit of fear, but all we know is coming from the enemy. But he's really attacking a part in your body, your part in your, y'all about to hear me, in your brain. That's why God talks about the temple so much. You talk about that part, and when you begin to come against that part and you begin to protect that part, once you know the door enemy is coming into your life, you will understand how to shut the door. Amitallah, amitallah. That's the part that we have to check. Amen. I don't want to stay there. I want to move on. I just want to add to our vocabulary base so we could constantly, my God, constantly enhance it into the things of God. I want to show you something. In John, the 14th chapter, the 12th and the 15th verse, my God, I want to show you something. The Bible says, truly, truly, I say to you, whosoever believe in me will also do the works that I do. Do the works that I do. What's the works that Jesus done? He's talking about the works that he's done. He healed, he delivered, he set captive free. He also, my God, he multiplied resources. Amen. 2 fishes, 5 loaves of bread. He dealt with multiplications. He didn't dealt with addition in that. He multiplied, my God, resources. Amen. He did miracle works. He turned water into wine. He healed blind eyes. He did so many things. He ministered the gospel. He said, you will do greater works than I. And it says, and greater works than these will he do, because I am to the Father. So basically what Jesus says, you're going to do greater works than I do. So basically what I'm looking at, and I've been getting to process this, I believe that we are behind. We are behind to where we need to play catch up. Because if we still stuck in trying to figure out how God healing, how God delivering, how he setting us free, and Jesus already set that standard. He said, listen, you're going to do what I do. You're going to do and perform the miracles and the different things that I did. You must, the Bible shows us the disciples when they begin to operate into the blessings and operate into the miracle power. Amen. But you're going to build on top of it. See, we don't got stuck into a certain place to where God said, no, you're going to build on top of it. You're going to do that, and plus, I got greater for you. You're going to do that, and plus, I got more for you to come up into. Amen. You're going to do that, and plus, you're going to do more than, my God, you're going to do more than that. I truly believe that we are behind because we still trying to catch up to healing. We still trying to catch up to deliverance. We still trying to catch up. You got to understand the reason why God said, I'm going to do greater works. You're going to do greater works than I is because when he left and died on the cross, my God, that power, that operation power, he left it inside of you. He left it inside of me. He left it. That's why he said, I give you the power. Amen. I give you the power. Amen. Comes in with the spirit of darkness, keep you in stagnated place. My God, where God say, I give you the power. And because we are not abstracting the word or abstracting the things that God is doing, it's leaving us in a powerless place. Y'all hear me? It's leaving us in a powerless place. It's not because we don't have it, but because we don't know how to activate it. You hear me? Because if we knew how to activate it, you better believe that things going to turn around. But I declare and I decree, as God point out information, he raising our intellect, my God, into a place, my God. I declare, I decree that it's not going to be no saints around here. He must be hypocrites. He must be, my God, these bootleggers, they going to have to find another job because the saints is already operating in miracle power. They don't need to come to church to operate in healing. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. They don't need to come to church to prophesy a blessing over their life, over their home, over their family. Y'all better hear me. They don't need to come. Y'all better hear me. They come looking for the word of God, for the word of God to take them into another place. That's why so many have, my God, folks that is not qualified are being successful in the kingdom, because they learned how to operate, my God, in the things that God already gave you. They learned how to execute with what God already gave you. My God, it's time for us as saints of God rise up and operate in that power. And I declare and I decree this morning, you're going to begin to declare, you're going to begin to decree over your home. You are not going to wait till another Sunday. You are not going to wait till another camp meeting. You are not going to wait till another revival to speak life in your family, to declare and decree deliverance in
in your home. You are not going to wait for another time, my God Almighty, another crusade to speak healing and operate into the divine power of God in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for taking us into another realm to expose the enemy and the way he coming in on another level. On another level, my God, the time don't came been gone so quick. I'm going to be back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. I want you to get this. I want you to get this, my God Almighty. And I want you to get this, Diabolical. You remember Diabolical? You remember Diabolical? And my God, amygdala, and that's the part of your brain that deals with fear and dealing with emotion. That's a part of the brain when the enemy want to attack you and fear and want to release a negative emotion to cause you to make emotional decisions that is not of God. He hits you in that area right there. He hits you in your amygdala. He hits you into that brain area right there. But I declare and I decree, we plead the blood of Jesus over it, that that door will be shut and the enemy shall not fight us in that area again, because we exposed it in the name of Jesus. Listen, saints of God, I know this getting good is always good. Our time is pretty much coming and going, and I'm telling you right now, I need more time, and I want you to be hunger for the word of God. And when you're going to be hunger for the word of God, God's going to pour more into you, and he will begin to release me to pour more into you. The Bible says, don't give that which is holy unto the dogs. Other words, don't give what that is holy unto individual. Don't have a care or a passion to do something with it that is going to be very productive. Amen. And I truly believe that you are ready to be productive, but now we need to begin to learn about our bodies, about our minds. You got the spiritual down pat, but you got to understand the enemy is causing natural reactions from us. You hear me? The enemy is causing us when we don't pretend, we don't go into prayer with God. That's not only spiritual, baby. That's also natural. You have not been in intercession. You have not been in prayer. Your natural body have not been in that as well, because we so focus on the natural to where the Bible must speak. So we so heavenly high-minded, we no earthly good. Other words, you're not operating or you're not executing the body that I gave you for you could be my God, for you could have precise execution in the spirit. But you've got to break that down for the enemy could stop coming in certain doors, bringing on different attacks. I don't know about you, but somebody need to tell themselves that I am blessed and a highly favored, and it's not because somebody told me, it's not because I heard it over the pulpit, it's because God is showing me. God is showing me something that I did not know to bring me into a blessed and a highly favored. Amygdala. I want you to remember that. Amygdala. AmyGdala. I want you to look it up. Go ahead and look it up. Dig into it, amen. Then that way you can block the enemy from coming and attacking you in that part of your brain. God bless you. I see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. God bless you. And we're going to get it on. God bless all of you.